This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, in the estate of Quentin Lee Jones, deceased, decided July 16, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals Southern District. One in division in the estate of Eats. No. SD 38886, Quentin Lee Jones. Filed July 16, 2025, deceased. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Polk County, the Honorable Randolph L. Blosch, judge vacated and remanded, Mary Beth Jones, appellant, surviving spouse of Quentin Lee Jones, decedent, appeals the judgment of the Probate Division of the Circuit Court of Polk County, Missouri, Probate Court, approving a final settlement of decedent's estate, the estate, proposed by the personal representative of the estate, Adam Christopher Jones, personal representative. In her sole point on appeal, appellant claims the probate court erred in approving a final settlement because pending before the probate court are unresolved matters, including a discovery of assets petition and objections to the final settlement, which require the probate court's ruling before the estate will be in a proper condition for final settlement. This court agrees. The probate court lacked authority to enter its final settlement approved, finding and decree of distribution, judgment, when objections to the proposed final settlement had been too filed and the probate court failed to hold a hearing on the objections, and when a petition for discovery of assets remained pending. The judgment is vacated and the matter is remanded to the probate court with instructions. Factual background and procedural history. Decedent died March 31, 2023 in Polk County, Missouri, and was survived by appellant and two biological children from a prior marriage, personal representative and Carmen Jones. On May 25, 2023, personal representative filed an application for letters of administration with the probate court. Letters of administration were issued the following day. On June 2, 2023, personal representative filed multiple petitions, including a petition for order to sell real property, petition for authority to take charge of real estate, petition for order to cease and desist selling, transferring and disposing of all assets belonging to the estate, and for order to allow personal representative access to account for and preserve the assets belonging to the estate, and petition to expend estate funds for reimbursement of expenses. The probate court entered an order to take charge of real estate on June 5, 2023, and appellant was served with a notice to vacate the property on June 12, 2023. On July 6, 2023, appellant filed several motions, including a motion and application to substitute surviving spouse for heir who was wrongly appointed personal representative and to transfer this cause to the proper venue of Hickory County Probate Court because deceased's residence at death was in Hickory County, an application of surviving spouse for exempt property allowance and an application of surviving spouse for family allowance. After a hearing, the probate court entered its three findings of fact, conclusions of law, and judgment, denying appellant's motions and applications. Appellant appealed the probate court's judgment to this court. This court affirmed the judgment by mandate issued September 3, 2024. Worse thereafter, on December 30, 2024, personal representative filed a notice of filing a final settlement and petition for distribution and a petition to deny applications of surviving spouse for exempt property allowance and for family allowance. Appellant then filed a responsive pleading to personal representative's petition to deny applications. Appellant also filed a motion for order to personal representative to file a full and complete inventory, an annual settlement to date. On January 17, 2025, personal representative filed a final settlement for the period of May 26, 2023 to December 30, 2024, reflecting that the estate had an account balance of $0. That same date, personal representative also filed his petition for compensation of attorney, petition for compensation of personal representative, petition for approval of final settlement, and order of distribution, a proposed final settlement approved, finding and decree of distribution, and an amended inventory of assets. The filings reflected that decedent's real estate had been sold, and the sale proceeds largely satisfied debts owed for personal representative's attorney fees, decedent's funeral expenses, personal representative's fees, and a claim by Citizens Memorial Hospital. The final settlement assigned a value of $0 to furniture, household goods, wearing apparel, and all other personal property. the amended inventory of one the probate court's due.